Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Thank you, Shippy. And hey, I think you made a great decision to go shoes off for the fourth. I just looked back there and he's wearing sunglasses.
I want to feel like I'm still by the pool. Like everybody else. Shoes off, sunglasses on, I'm ready to party.
Oh, Shippy, I love you.
I love you.
It's the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. Happy fourth, everybody. We got lots of good stuff coming up. We're taking your top important 4th of July questions on the Twitter. At KT Fun Tweets, hit them up. We'll get to those at 4:20. And then at 5 o'clock, we're going to do the classic Take Calls segment, which is known as, out here in America,
on the 4th of July,
a little segment called
Tell Us What You're Thinking.
We'll load up the phones at 5 o'clock.
Can't wait.
If you want to react to the Mav stuff we just did, if you want to talk about Zeke, if you want to talk about the Rangers, you want to talk about the 4th, what you're taking a page out of the G-Bag Nation. What you're, tell me what you're drinking. Tell me what you're thinking. What you're grilling. What you're chilling. Whatever.
What you're drinking. What you're thinking.
Just, what's this next segment, Kevin?
Tell us what you are thinking and tell us what you are drinking.
So, as you know, everybody loves lists.
That's right.
Yep. And movie watching is a sport.
Sure is.
So, we're going to keep the sports talk rolling with this list I found on a mental floss.
Brand new list. Pluto was a planet when you were a kid?
Don't have time for that. For that 420, send your question to KT Fun Tweets and we'll get into it. Top 20 movies of the 90s. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, me, I've told you, I like a limited amount of movies. And I've seen a limited amount of movies.
You're more of a TV show guy.
I'm a TV show guy.
Yeah.
Not a movie guy.
Yep.
Number 20 on the list is a movie I never saw. Shippy's going to know what it is. Skin won't know what it is, I guess.
We'll see.
This movie did poorly in the box office. It is animated. It was called The Iron Giant.
I saw it.
Oh, yeah.
No, I did not see it.
I did not.
I thought I saw it, and then I realized I did not.
Now, it's about a boy who becomes friends with a robot in the middle of Cold War paranoia.
Spoiler alert.
So, pretty good. I bet everyone, go take your kids to that one.
This has Wolverine in it, doesn't it?
I don't know.
Is this a Japanese movie?
Number 19, Fight Club.
Oh, yeah. My God. You guys have seen that, right?
I've seen Fight Club. Yeah, and also, guys, I want you to keep up with check off how many. Check off.
Yep.
Okay.
How many of these movies you've seen?
Okay, so far I'm one for two.
Just tally it, right? Just put a tally.
Yep. Yeah, so stop yelling at me.
Okay, so I'm one for two. Two for two.
Fight Club came out in the fall of 1999. And the reason I know that is because a bunch of incredible movies all came out at the same time and got me really excited because I was going back to college to study film. And Fight Club was incredible. Absolutely blew me away. So good. And that was the first time I realized, man, Brad Pitt's kind of a badass. I just thought he was like a pretty boy. I didn't know he was a great actor. Him and Ed Norton in that movie.
That's the first time I realized that Ed Norton looks like Senor Sean Penn.
Senor Sean Penn. But dude, that's an incredible flick. I love that movie.
Number 18, The Matrix.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen it, and I think it's fine, but I don't love it as much as everybody else does.
Oh, it's Mitch Keanu?
It's a cool concept. I like it. I think a lot of people is kind of, just blew him away. And for me, I was like, all right, this is pretty good sci-fi. I get it.
Number 17, the 1998 movie, The Thin Red Line.
That is, you guys would hate that movie.
Never seen it.
It's kind of a, what I guess you would call that, an impressionistic movie. It's a guy named Terrence Malick. Mm-hmm. And that was just like his, I believe, his third movie in 20-something years. He made a really, really important movie in the early 70s that had Sissy Spacek and what is the dude? Emilio Estevez's dad. Martin Sheen. Oh. And it was based on a true story about a young couple that went on a killing spree. And it was the inspiration for the later Oliver Stone movie with Mickey and Mallory. What was that called? You guys saw that? Woody Harrelson and what's that stupid movie called?
Dude, I'm not trying to lay out on you. I'm just like,
yeah, you guys. It's an Oliver Stone movie with Woody Harrelson and Juliette Lewis. You guys never saw that?
I'm looking.
Robert
at
Downey Jr.
Natural Born Killers.
Natural Born Killers.
Yep. Boom!
It was the impetus for Natural Born Killers, which Quentin Tarantino wrote, and then hated what Oliver Stone did with it. But he was inspired by that Terrence Malick movie from, and then he made another one in the late 70s and then didn't make a movie for like 20 years. And when he came back, he made The Thin Red Line, which is about dudes thinking about their experiences in war. It had like Sean Penn, all these big.
Señor.
Yeah, it's very slow.
Señor Sean Penn.
It's a very, very slow movie. It's got these.
So
really,
you saw it.
I saw it. It's an art film, dude.
Well, why did they release it the same year as number 16, Saving Private Ryan?
Oh, Shaving Pro.
That's you couldn't find two completely more different movies than that. Like about the same
but
sort of topic.
But they're war movies. Right. 16, I'm guessing, is Saving Private Ryan, a little more gory, a little more graphic.
It's just more literal.
A little more Tom Hanks in your face?
Yeah. I mean, it's like a definitive storyline. And that movie's a lot more visceral, too. If you've seen that movie, you know what the first 10 to 15 minutes of it are like. So I made the weirdest decision. I saw Saving Private Ryan in the theater the same day that I also saw Something About Mary in the theater. So we saw Something About Mary earlier in the... It was so great before you had kids, you could do stuff like this. We saw Something About Mary and we laughed our asses off. And then we saw a 10 o'clock feature of Saving Private Ryan. And by the time that thing was over, I felt like I'd been to war. Like, I was so exhausted.
Hey, that's offensive.
It was just... It just whipped your ass.
Number 15, Titanic.
I've seen that. I'm out on it.
Why are you out on that?
It's so overrated.
I never saw it. It was like three different VHS tapes to get through it.
It was a
and
three.
That is when I'm out.
It was a three pack. 14. Waiting for Guffman.
Waiting for Guffman's awesome, dude.
So 1996. How have I never heard of this before today?
You know what it is, right?
Spinal Tap guys.
It's the Spinal Tap guys. And it's a play on Waiting for Godot, which is a surrealistic play.
That's what Elvis was doing.
Yeah.
I mean, Zeke was doing, kind of Waiting for Godot.
No, it's a different thing. But it's about local theater. And so they do the whole fake documentary thing. It's really, really good. It's really funny.
Number 13, 1997's The Sweet Hereafter.
Okay, so The Sweet Hereafter is made by, if it's what I think it is, does it say who the filmmaker is?
Adam Egoyan.
Yeah, Adam Egoyan. He is a Canadian. And I think that is the movie about a guy who bonds with a stripper after his kids disappear.
Nice.
Classic.
Yeah.
The top 20 movies of the 90s.
That's what that
according
is.
According to Mental Floss.
That's something that's
we'll just go with
together.
It.
Number 12, Boogie Nights.
That should be in the top five.
I mean, if the Mavs sign him, yeah, I think there could be some Boogie Nights.
You guys have seen Boogie Nights, right?
No.
I seriously think that's one of the five best movies of that decade. So that's Paul Thomas Anderson's first really big feature. He had a small feature before that. And that is when everybody knew that Mark Wahlberg was not just a bad rapper.
Like he's a real deal.
He's incredible in that. And it's loosely the John Holmes story.
Okay.
The porn star with the giant dong that got all mixed up in cocaine. That's an amazing freaking movie, dude. That movie's incredible.
Number 11, Fargo.
Fargo's the top. Dude, Fargo's so good.
I watched Fargo, the original, finally about a month ago.
How'd it strike you?
It's good.
I love William H. Macy.
You ain't got nothing on Fargo season 2.
that Skin hasn't watched, right? Is that
Skin has yet to see that.
I'm going to this weekend.
You'd be watching it right now.
He won't get to it.
Dude, nope. Fargo is an incredible flick.
Number 10.
They're killing it. This is a great decade.
Number 10, Before Sunrise.
Okay, so that is Linkletter. Richard Linkletter, and that's part of a trilogy of Ethan Hawke and what's her name, Julie Delpy.
Mm-hmm.
She is I think she's a French actress, but it's about rendezvous.
Oh.
So there's Before Sunrise, Before Sunset, and then they just did another one not too long ago.
Number 9, Pump Fiction.
That should be higher.
I'm sorry, Pulp Fiction.
That should be higher.
A little Pump Fiction?
I'd like to make a prediction. Usual Suspects will be on this list. Pulp Fiction should be higher.
You say so.
That movie comes on, and I still watch just about every time it comes on.
Number 8. I've never seen it.
You've never seen Pulp Fiction?
Really? I've even seen Pulp Fiction.
Dude, so listen to how crazy. You haven't seen it either?
No, I have.
It's crazy exhilarating.
I need to watch it again.
It's so good in the theater because when that, I guess it is Dick Dale, that surf song that the Black Eyed Peas sampled. When that comes ripping through the screen, it is just electric. That's great filmmaking, dude.
Fun fact, all the clocks in Pulp Fiction are set at 420.
Ah. Is that right?
Yeah.
Stoner.
Number 8, Schindler's List.
That's a great Seinfeld episode, though, where they're talking about going on a date to see Schindler's List. So that's Spielberg's probably most important movie to him that he made.
To him?
Yeah.
I would think more important than Jurassic Park?
I think so. And E.T.
What could be better than that?
Number 7, Raise the Red Lantern.
I've not seen that. I don't know what that is.
Well, it's a foreign film by Gong Li.
Not Ang Lee?
I don't know. Number 6, Unforgiven, Clint Eastwood.
Dudes, got an admission to make. I've never seen Unforgiven.
Really?
Never seen
Gene either. Hackman, Morgan Freeman?
Didn't Clint Eastwood in that, or did he?
Good job, which show you got?
Thanks, Clint.
I'm not a big Western guy, but I realize I should have seen that.
It says, so that's really all it says. So I don't know, man. There's too much on
You're
that.
You're nailing this.
Number 5, The Beauty and the Beast.
I feel like I've seen it. I've seen that one.
I've never seen it.
I've seen it. I thought it sucked.
Pretty good.
In your face, Shippy.
Why is she trying to hang out with a wolf man?
Is that the
just
one?
Just like date a human. Like, I don't understand.
Is that the one where,
it's true love, Kevin.
You just love your dog. You don't get married to it.
Is that the one where the genie looks like the Fresh Prince?
No, that's Aladdin. Okay. And Aladdin was awesome.
Okay.
Beauty and the Beast was weird. Number 4, Boys in the Hood.
Incredible flick. So good. 1990, I guess, right? Or was it 91? Probably 1990.
91.
Ice Cube was awesome in it. John Singleton burst on the scene. That was a big, big movie when it came out.
Number 3, Silence of the Lambs.
Great flick. Jonathan Demme. Everyone always remembers the incredible performance from Anthony Hopkins. But that is a badass flick. By the way, if you're a music head, Jonathan Demme did the Talking Heads concert movie, Stop Making Sense.
I need to see that.
It's so good.
Jonathan Demme Moore.
It starts like very small, and then by the end of the film, they keep adding stuff to the stage, and it's a full band and a giant production.
Number 2, To Sleep with Anger.
Hold
1990.
On. Wait, hold on. That is Charles. Oh God, what is the
Burr?
Charles what?
Burr. Burnett.
Yeah, Charles Burnett. Yep. That is African American independent cinema. Charles Burnett was a very
star of it.
Charles Dutton. Wait,
no. Charles Dutton.
The
no.
Rock. No?
No.
Who was it?
Danny Glover.
Oh, Danny Glover. That's right. My bad. Yeah, dude, that's crazy that's on that list. That's a pretty obscure little film.
And according to this list, the number one movie of the 90s.
Give it to me.
Goodfellas.
No complaint. That's top 3 all-time movie for me. That movie's incredible.
All-time?
Oh, yeah.
Never seen it.
I really think that you guys, I understand if you guys would get bored with The Godfather. I love it, but I get it. But yeah. I can't imagine you guys wouldn't love Goodfellas.
I said there a lot of, you talking to me?
I mean, there's some of that.
Hey,
Goodfellas, of that list, you really need to see Goodfellas and Pulp Fiction.
I'm about to go break in this kid's house. He's left home alone. Are you talking to me?
That's a different movie. I'm guaranteeing you, though, Usual Suspect.
You got a problem talking up with my cousin Vinny.
Usual Suspect should have been on there. Utes? Did you say Utes? Usual Suspects should have been on that
list. I've seen four of those.
Really?
I've seen five.
I think I've seen 17 or 16 of them.
Yeah, you did real well.
I think I lost count, though, towards the middle. I forgot I was supposed to keep marking them up, so I might have six.
Okay. Well, you guys should watch all those movies this weekend and get back to me.
I'm watching them right now.
All right, so Independence Day wasn't on the list.
No, it didn't make it, man.
Wow.
Should have. Happy Gilmore and Billy Madison, Tommy Boy somehow left out. Ace Ventura, Dumb and Dumber.
Wow.
Jeez.
By the way, the mask.
Those people clearly hate laughing.
Dude, the Limey should have been on there.
You guys ever see Flubber?
Dude, how was X not on there?
Flubber wasn't that great.
I love Flubber.
That's Spike Lee, Flubber.
Rookie of the Year, though.
Rookie of the Year is pretty good.
How long is this commercial break coming up?
Let me see. We got 11.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.